strategic performance, and operational transformation. Our analysts just identified a stock with the potential to be the next NVIDIA. Tell us how you invest, and we'll show you why it's our one pick. Tap here. Organic growth of 5% was driven by broad-based strength and an improving outlay environment, allowing for faster conversion of backlog into revenue. Management achieved a recompete win rate exceeding 90%, which provides a secure base for future growth and reduces historical revenue headwinds. Project Orbit has transitioned to the implementation phase, focusing on removing gunk from systems through procurement rigor, automated onboarding, and agentic AI tools. The company is shifting toward a more disciplined bidding approach, prioritizing fewer mission-oriented pursuits in intelligence, space, and national security domains. A strategic portfolio review is underway to identify the intersection of the company's strongest right to win and highest growth potential, with updates expected in December. Operational efficiency and cost reduction programs from late last year contributed to double-digit margins and robust free cash flow performance. FY 2027 outlook and multi-year margin targets. Fiscal year 2027 is characterized as a year of commitment, with raised guidance for revenue, EBITDA, and EPS based on strong first-half execution. Management expects approximately $150 million in annual run rate savings from Project Orbit by the end of a three-year implementation period. Strategic reinvestment of two-thirds of Orbit savings, $100 million, is planned to expand capacity and improve competitiveness, while one-third will support margin expansion. The company targets a margin profile in the mid-10% range for next year, with a long-term path toward 11% by fiscal year 2030. Guidance assumes a continuing resolution, CR, to start the government fiscal year, with no material improvement in the procurement environment expected for the remainder of the year. Structural headwinds and investment priorities. The RITS contract roll-off is expected to create an approximately 350 basis point revenue headwind in the second half of the fiscal year. Second-half margins are projected to step down to the high 9% range due to targeted investments in high-priority strategic areas and capacity building. Unplanned material purchases contributed approximately 1% to organic growth this quarter, but are not expected to repeat in future periods. Net leverage fell to 3x, providing the company with flexibility for incremental deleveraging or strategic M&A to shape the portfolio.